All right, here we go. Good morning. It's 8:14. Brock. Hunter, still good in his morning. Basement. Are you doing all right in your basement there, buddy?
Get me out of here. You know that Mista man out in his basement?
That's me. That's you. you doing all right down there, though, buddy? I haven't seen you in a week, and I don't know how you're doing. Are you doing okay?
I guess, man. You know, I can't bitch too hard because it could be a lot worse. I could be in my old apartment.
Yeah.
That would suck.
Yeah, it would. You know? At least you got...
Because then I would have neighbors, and I'm already waking my wife up in the morning. I think they would go berserk.
We could hear that. That'd actually be a fun little character, though, is like the neighbor downstairs, like, pounding on the ceiling with a broom handle while we're doing that. That'd be great.
Keep it down.
It'd mostly be me. He'd be hearing me more than you, probably. God, you got
a
guy.
Turn your headphones down.
Turn your headphones down. I can hear that guy. He's waking me up. All right. Well, I'm glad you're doing okay. Let's get right to it, though. We got your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden Center in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden Center.
Your best buds in the business.
Sup, Katie? Oh, that delay is
you
bad.
Know what? We could do a WTF from Florida this morning because a lot of those spring breakers last week got the virus.
God, I was reading about that on Reddit, and yeah, like 5 or 6 of them tested positive, and that's just the ones that probably were showing symptoms and actually went and got tested, for God's sakes. For God's sakes. Yeah, hope it was worth it. Not only did you get corona, you also got VD. How about that? There you go. You know, but remember back in our day when the only thing you had to worry about on spring break was either getting a VD or knocking some girl up, for God's sakes.
Right.
For God's sakes.
Times have changed,
it was Brock. It was a simpler time. It was a simpler time. No, this one involves pizza. So a few months ago, there were still things in the news that weren't as crazy. Like former founder of Papa John's says he ate 40 pizzas in 30 days, which if you missed that, he did admit that he actually didn't happen. So Papa John, whatever that guy's name was. So a writer named Brian Van Hooker from Mel Magazine decided to actually do it, mainly despite Papa John. And he just posted an article chronicling his 30 days where he did manage to put down 40 pizzas. That's insane. His rule was that the pizza had to be at least 8 inches in diameter, but beyond that, it could be from anywhere. And he wound up making pizzas at home, eating frozen pizzas, trying every chain, and even hitting legendary spots in New York. Brian did struggle in the middle with some fatigue. Gee, I wonder why. but he says he never really got sick of pizza. And because he ramped up his exercising during the month, because of all the pizza was making him feel, he wound up losing 3 pounds. That's crazy.
Wow.
That's crazy, man.
You'd have to do a bunch of thin crust, right?
I think so. You'd have to change it up. You know what I mean? You could probably do some deep dish in between. I think you'd probably start off like, oh, yeah, I'm going to do some deep dish, some hand toss. But then by the end, as you know, your arteries clog and the amount of carbs that you have really start to affect your body, maybe switch to thin crust. Or maybe could you do a cauliflower crust maybe? Does that count, Hunter?
Oh, yeah. You know, a little bit more healthy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, for us, if we were to do this, it would be just like it'd be like going back to school. We'd get like 30 pizzas done in 29 days. Yes. And the very last day, be like, oh, my God, I'm going to throw down 11 pizzas. Man.
I can't do it anymore. See, now I think back at my college days. I don't think this is that crazy because I lived off of pizza. I mean, we just had you always had a pizza box just somewhere in your dorm room. Yeah. Like at some point in time, whether it was in my apartment or my dorm room, there was a pizza box with pizza in it. I don't know where it showed up from. There was just always pizza around, and that's what we lived off for a long time, you know?
In college, I'm pretty sure I've seen 40 pizzas go in a night.
Oh, dude. Dude, you had that one pizza delivery guy that's got to come to the frat house where everyone's hanging out, and then you bring him in. You're like, hey, pizza guy, you want a beer?
Right. Hey, pizza guy, thanks for delivering, man. You want to hit this bong, bro?
Dude, it's so funny. I just thought about this because we mentioned spring break at the start of this. I remember at the hotel we were in my senior year when we went to spring break, we ordered some pizzas, and we did. I actually have pictures with the pizza guy.
Oh, God.
We brought him in. We're like, come on, man. There was a group of us, a bunch of us from Wisconsin, and some of these girls that we met from Georgia, all hanging out in this hotel room, you know, just being a bunch of shiftless hobos. And we ordered some pizza. And, yeah, I'm pretty sure we had a couple beers with the pizza guy. And then he's like, all right, man, I got to go make some more deliveries, but thanks for hanging out.
Man. You
know? Dude, the pizza delivery guy job is quite a job.
Yeah.
I used to have a buddy in high school who was a pizza delivery guy. And listen to this, man. He got to a door one time. The guy at the door was like, hey, I'll give you an extra $50. All you got to do is come into my bedroom, take a picture with my naked wife, and we'll send you on here. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to touch her. Dude, he did it. He went to this dude's bedroom, took a picture. He said that the lady was not that good looking. But he's like, dude, I sat on the bed. She sat there, and we took a picture, and he gave me $50, and I left. What?
See, I totally would have done that. I'd be like, hell, dude, I'll do it for 25, man. If you only give me 25, can I fool around with her? That's the only reason I'd want to be a pizza guy. But unfortunately, porn has totally skewed that because, you know, you all have the pizza guy fantasy where you knock on the door and it's some hot MILF who's like, oh, is that the pizza with the extra large sausage on it? And you're like, yeah, it is. Here you go. Which, I don't know. I've never been too keen on hot, greasy cheese pizza on my junk, but maybe. I don't know. I don't know. You got to move that little table out of the way there, otherwise it'll poke you on the tip.
So yeah.
Nice. All right, that's your WTF. We'll be back.